technology can really, really streamline all of these processes. And as I mentioned, standardize these properties. Eventually, we want to make it a livable home that is of high standard and good quality control.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. This is Javier Hinojo, your host of the Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. And today I have Or Agassi. He is from Israel, but he's currently living in Arizona. It's Phoenix, correct? Or where are you living?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Today's subject is kind of technology and real estate. He's a CEO of Flip OS, which is operating system. They go around the country or just in certain markets, and they partner with some investors. And we'll talk a little bit about that. His background is technology. He's helped develop, you know, kind of startups, right? In the IT side and just technology side, which is pretty cool, which I know nothing about. And I'm glad he is here. And there's people like him that make my job a lot easier. So go ahead. What did I miss? I know I missed a whole bunch, but, you know, our show is not very long. But why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit more about Flip OS.
With pleasure. First of all, thank you for having me, Javier. It's a pleasure being here and meeting you and talking with you. Flip OS is an operating system for real estate investors that specialize in fix and flip. As you said, my background is technology. My partner's background is real estate. I'm doing real estate investing for the last decade. And we call the flippers, the fix and flip investors, the neglected child of the real estate industry, because from one hand, their production is phenomenal. You know, many are doing hundreds of deals annually, but they are always in a chase. They are chasing funding, they are chasing vendors, they are chasing buyers. So we built Flip OS in order to try and serve all of their business needs. And essentially, we are a turnkey solution for them. Now, we realized that if we will work closely with them, it's a great way for us to build a portfolio of single-family residentials for rentals nationwide. But instead of building construction teams everywhere, we just partner with local professional investors. And what we offer to them is basically three things. We will fund the deals for them, very, very low rates. We will create a scope of work for them of exactly what needed to be done in terms of the renovation. And once renovation is completed, we will take the property off their hands. And the idea for us, again, is building a portfolio. And for them, they will know exactly what will be their margin on this deal. So it enabled them to handle the biggest issue in this business, which is inventory, right? Because with us, they'll submit a property, they'll know exactly how much money they will make on it. So it enabled them to actually source more deals.
All right. So a couple of things. So one of the things you mentioned here was instead of building a construction teams in every single market, you'd rather partner with somebody. So tell me kind of the pros and cons of that, especially the cons of trying to build a construction team in virtual markets.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So the essence of this business, we call it the black magic of professional real estate investors, is to take shitty properties. I'm sorry for my French.
That's okay.
But in a very short time and very efficiently make it a live-worthy home. My first experience was seeing a property in the suburbs of Chicago. It was a terrible property with mold everywhere, broken windows. And my partner told me, mold is gold. This is the mold property is gold. We like because we know how to take these properties and make them into a beautiful home. And indeed, this was the case 2 months later. Now, the thing is that business is lack of transparency. Nobody really knows what's happening inside the properties. We both bid on properties without even seeing them. So what we try to create is actually this one source of truth for the property so that everyone will know exactly what's happening inside the property. So we send an inspector to the property always with our own inspection platform that we have developed, and everybody will see exactly what's happening in the property and build for the investor the scope of work of exactly what needed to be done in order to complete the renovation. By doing so, I believe that we can actually up the standard of secondhand houses in the US, which is our vision and our long-term goal.
Cool. So you mentioned something there, right? Like the standard, right? Nobody knows what's going on in the background. So if you get yourself, because I know earlier you said, hey, we'll help fund a deal, give you a scope of work, which is two major parts of flipping a house. Yep. Especially the scope of work, right? So everything can get done in a proper way. I had a home inspector on the show a couple of shows back, and we just talked a little bit about, you know, flippers flipping houses and like what kind of stuff they missed all the time. He's like, man, it was just crazy, right?
Oh yeah. And, well, sure. So,
having a standard kind of operation or kind of standard what you guys are looking for is a good way to, you know, also provide a good product, especially if it's going to go back as a rental, right? You got to have your predictable maintenance. You're not surprised with any large ticket items. So interesting.
Exactly. It's all about the data. Now, when I started this business, I told my friends that, as I mentioned, I have real estate background. Hey, we can inspect the properties with drones. Don't worry. You know, I'm very tech oriented. So I went this way and they just laughed at me and said, no. You need somebody in the property that can step on the roof and figure out exactly what's the status of the property. And they were absolutely right. This is the essence of this business. The devil or God are in the details. And if you can catch these at the beginning of the process, this will just make everything more efficient. Now, for big investors, guys that are flipping hundreds of deals annually, they don't really know what is currently on sale in Home Depot. And they have this scene of doing things. And technology can really, really streamline all of these processes. And as I mentioned, standardize these properties. Eventually, we want to make it a livable home that is of high standard and good quality control. And we can actually make it more efficient.
Awesome. That's super cool. Definitely technology. I love technology. I love real estate. And then when you combine it, you know, that can be pretty dangerous, right? In a good way, which is awesome. Hey, let's talk a little bit. I know we talked a little bit about kind of your fund and sell. Yeah, you offer investors in Arizona and Florida. Let's talk about that a little bit.
With pleasure. So the idea is to build a very, very streamlined machine. So county in Arizona and Maricopa County. And in Florida, we are almost in all of Florida. The idea is investors can submit address to us and they will get cash offers in 24 hours. If the offer is accepted, we will also fund their deal at 7%, no points, very, very streamlined, because for us, to be completely honest, we want to have the property. So we see that as a low risk loan. And the process is very fast. We can close a property in as little as 48 hours. We send an inspector. The inspector will inject the data to us, and then we'll present the investor a scope of work of exactly what needed to be done in the property. Now, the cool thing about it, because everyone are speaking the same language and everyone knows exactly what needed to be done in the property, the average cycle to flip a house to us is around 1 month, which is extremely, extremely fast. So our clients to work much, much, much faster. And this is the goal. So everybody wins. They flip the property to us. We try to give them the highest price possible. In many properties, we can meet the ARV. And this is the goal. So even if they are making a little less profit, instead of making it in 6 months with all the process of paying brokerage fees and putting the property in the market, with us, they can close the cycle in only 1 month.
Cool. So talk to me again about your markets. What markets were they again?
So Arizona and Florida currently. We will add 3 more states by the end of this year.
Can you mention those states yet, or what do you have in mind?
So for sure, Texas will be one of them. About the other two, we're not sure yet.
Okay. So then tell me what your ideal partner looks like, you know, in those areas.
For sure. So we are very well trained to work with guys that are doing anything between 10 to hundreds of deals because they know the process, they understand the numbers, and we can just give them another channel to dispose their properties. Now, if they have a house that in 3 months they can take a margin of $100,000, we will probably not be the best fit for them. So all of the other cases that you are not that positive about how much money you can make in this property, with us, you know exactly, and the cycle will be extremely short. So it's about volumes. We are looking to partner with investors and doing dozens of deals with them on a monthly basis. Capital capabilities to deploy hundreds of millions of dollars, and this is what we are looking to do.
Yes, awesome. You know, you get someone to help you fund a deal, the 7% interest, and you get somebody to sell the deal to. Sure, you can find some projects and say, hey, I'm going to keep this and flip it and make 100K, great. But all the other ones just can be a whole bunch of singles, right? Single.
Exactly.
And you can hit a couple of triples, home runs, and you're making money flipping, but you're consistently got some cash flow. So 100%. what kind of leverage are you guys giving as far as like, are you doing some kind of loan to value, rehab? What's your guys' leverage?
Yeah, we'll do up to 90 loan to cost and 100% rehab.
Okay, yeah, that's really, really good. That's awesome terms. So You guys out there, check him out. We'll put some social, some links below and email. What's the best way to people to get a hold of you?
So it's flipos.com. This is our website. You can have all of the information there. And we have representative very well trained with working with large investors, and we are always available.
Oh, that's super cool. So this is very exciting. I really haven't talked to many folks that do what you do. I mean, I love the way you put technology and real estate together. And not just that, but now you got the funds, right? A lot of people say, okay, I find a deal. Where I get the money from? Who am I going to sell it to? What do I need to do to it? So if you can even have your standard or for rental, somebody you're going to buy, like an institutional buyer for say, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like an institutional buyer. You already know you got an end buyer all the time and just make some steady cash, whatever else you're doing in real estate, you know?
Exactly. Awesome.
Cool. What's a good way besides your flipos.com is you got some social media, got anything else? You got Facebook group?
Yeah, we got a Facebook page and an Instagram where we are very active and always keeping updates about new markets and new areas that we are setting up, new promotions from time to time.
Okay, awesome. For sure. We'll make sure those are in the show notes. So I always ask two more things for the show is I'm going to ask you one question and then we're going to go to the roulette, which is my favorite part. But what would you say would be your biggest mistake you've made in real estate? And how could you have avoided that?
With pleasure. So the business went well and we were scaling and started looking at new markets. And as I mentioned earlier, the devil is in the details. I have lots of scars on my back to prove it. And without efficiently inspect the property and know exactly what we are buying, you are very likely to lose money on these deals. Vendors and boots on the ground, the essence of this business. I would urge everyone to do as much as they can in terms of the due diligence process before they are closing on a property.
All right. So what would you say would be one of the, like maybe one of the one or two biggest things you would look for during a due diligence?
So I think an important inspection is crucial. Foundation, termites, roof, mold. You have to have these things covered by somebody that you can trust. And the other things in terms of comps, you really, really need to understand what comparables are you looking at, because proximity to highways, stuff like that can massively impact the price. So I will urge everyone to either visit the property before you close on it, or have someone that you can absolutely trust that know the business to visit the property before you're closing on it.
Yeah, for sure. Highways and call them the double yellow lines, right? Where you have two yellow lines across the street, which basically means there's a turning lane in the middle, you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So,
yeah, and you know, eventually people will buy this property in order to raise their children in. This is usually the case. And you need to think about it as a home, as a place that somebody would love to go outside and be with his family on the backyard. So all of these things should be taken into consideration.
Sure. Awesome. Cool. Well, Ord, thank you so much. So today we talked about, you made a comment saying the flippers are the neglected child of real estate. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Definitely like that. We've talked a little bit about your turnkey, how you look for partners. Instead of having to build a construction team in every market, you look for partners. You help them fund the deal and give them a scope of work and you'll buy it back on the rentals.
Man,
you got, you're in almost all of Florida. You're in a couple of counties in Arizona and you got three more markets that you're looking at. And I like the way that you guys have a standardized model. You know what you guys are looking for. So that is awesome. So I appreciate you being on the show. And I love the other quote you had was mold is gold. And I haven't heard that in a while, but yeah, for sure. Mold is gold.
It is.
So we're going to be off to our next part of the podcast, which is my favorite part. It is the naked roulette. And we're going to ask Orr a couple of questions. We're going to be nice to him today. And all right, the naked truth roulette. Let's spin it. And four random questions. And there we go. Number one. All right, what's the... Oh, IT guy. Okay. What's the best Wi-Fi name you've ever seen?
Oof. I don't have something too creational here, but I work with a company named IDGAF LLC, and this was their Wi-Fi as well. So I like this one.
Okay, awesome. All right, so it's the company name for the Wi-Fi. All right. Let's go with question number two. All right. Have you ever cried at a movie? And which was the last movie you cried at?
Oh, heck yeah. Almost every movie. Hard point for me. I think the last one was Second Chance.
Second Chance. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie. Good movie. All right. Question number three. How do you feel about pineapple on your pizza?
Love it. I'm all about the fusion combination. I'm vegan, by the way, so it should be a vegan pizza, but vegan pizza with pineapple, I'm all in.
Yeah, pineapple on there. Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Cool. All right. Last question.
Right.
What is your favorite quote?
Oof. I would say, I don't have dreams, I have goals.
I don't have dreams, I have goals. Awesome. Well, Ori, I appreciate you being on the show, being a good sport, taking on my questions. And everybody check him out on social media, Flip and FlipOS.com as well, his website. Reach out to him if you have any questions. If you're in Florida or the counties that he said in Arizona, maybe you have some flips, you got some rentals, something you want to, you guys partner with him, just go ahead and email him out, send him an email. Anything else you'd like to add, Ori, before we go?
No, it was a pleasure being here. Thank you for hosting me, Javier.
Awesome. I am your host, Javier. Don't lose your shirt.
Time consuming, it can be very scary. It could be like trying to get somewhere without a roadmap. So that's why I created this due diligence list when I buy a property. When I buy an apartment building, or even a mobile home park, you can use it for mostly pretty much any commercial property. But this one specifically is for a multifamily. It could be a 6-unit. It could be a 600 unit. You can use it for what you like. So go ahead and sign up, put your name, email. I'll send you the free link to my due diligence. This is what I've used to buy hundreds and hundreds of units, if not thousands of units. So sign up, you get my link. You get an Excel sheet as well. And also we use the software, project management software, monday.com. Feel free to sign up for a free trial. I do have an affiliate link. You don't pay any extra. They just pay me a small fee. Don't have to use it. You have the Excel spreadsheet, but if you use monday.com, it's actually a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot prettier, and you can do a whole bunch of other stuff. There's even a video there I created in the link. So check the link, sign up, and this is my giveaway for you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.